Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Roger Jackson, who's Executive Director at NQ Minerals. How are you today, Roger?
Well, thanks, Greg.
Okay, good announcement today, or good in terms of the gold news that you got from Beaconsfield. Could you just run us through that?
Yes, very exciting story. Yes, we've announced that we've found that some stockpiles that are on our lease are grading good grade of gold, and we've got up to about 80,000 tonnes of that material. It is what we thought was waste and an environmental problem, but it's actually now we've found it's a resource, and we'll be treating that sometime later this year when we complete our refurbishment of our plant at Beaconsfield.
So basically, this is a sort of an added bonus that that you weren't expecting, and it's a good grade. 3.2 grams is sort of above average. Is that correct?
That's right. It's a real bonus to us. It's 3.2 grams, and it recovers somewhere between 83% and 90%. So it will be quite economic and quite commercial, and it's a simple process of trucking it from the site, which is not that far from the plant, and putting it onto our plant site for processing it, and it doesn't need crushing or grinding, so it's a very simple process, Zach.
Right, and obviously surface mining or surface activity is much easier than going deep underground. As far as you've got the plant there as well, when's that going to be ready?
Well, we're working on it now, and we've got a crew there starting our refurbishment process. This will go on for a couple of months, and ideally we'll be finished before Christmas, but it'll be sometime around Christmas that it'll be ready to take this material, and we'll be able to start processing, and hopefully we'll be producing gold bars sometime around Christmas.
Right, and in terms of the level of production, is for people who don't know, the company, is NQ going to be a minnow, a medium, a large? Well, where are you on the scale in terms of gold mining activity?
Well, I believe we've started small, but we're certainly moving up in the profile, and at this stage we have one operating mine in Helier, and it's a mid-size mining operation treating tailings, and I guess that's a mine that's treating about 1.3 million tonnes a year, moving up to about 1.6 million tonnes. And Beaconsfield will come into operation, as I said, in Christmas. And we have other projects on the line, including underground mining at Helier. And we also have projects up in North Queensland, which we will be moving along. So, no, we're moving towards a much larger operation and much larger mining company.
Right, so it's growing towards being, a mid-tier, a mid-tier company in terms of being diversified across the different metals, and obviously with gold in focus at the moment. As far as the gold price is concerned, I mean, clearly the last few months have really helped your cause. Just give the listeners an idea of what your cost of production is compared to the $2,000 an ounce that we're trading at the moment.
Sure. Well, in Australian dollars, that's more like 2,700. But the 3.2 grams that we've averaged across the stumps would equate to a cost of about a sixth of that to move from the site up to the plant. So about 0.5 grams. So it's a very low cost to what we receive in gold doré, and as far as the recoveries go, we're talking about 83% to 90%. So it's a low cost operation for that component of the mining. But ultimately, we'll be going underground, and again, because it's high grade, we'll be a low cost producer.
Oh, well, this sounds like good news, Roger Jackson, Executive Director at NQ Minerals. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.